Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Aleph in the Oiz V'Odr edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Hey, starting Amud Aleph in the second line. We just learned what is Me'akev in Yovel. What must happen in order for Yovel to happen? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Zodiv Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef. Machlokes that we saw in the previous Daf, what is Me'akev? And according to Rabbi Yehuda, they must release the slaves. According to Rabbi Yosef, what's Me'akev is Tkiyah Shofar. Aval divrei chachamim kiddush beis din v'tkiyas shofar v'hashmek kesafim. The gius of Reb Chaim is me'akvim. You need to have these three things. You have to have kiddush beis din, beis din mekadosh d'yovel. You have to have tkiyas shofar, and you have to have hashmatas kesafim. According to the Yerushalmi, also in yovel you have hashmatas kesafim, which means all loans are void. Says the Gemara, Anicha Kiddush Beis Din Tkiyas Shofar, I understand how it's Me'akev. I mean, if you didn't do the Kiddush Beis Din, blowing the Shofar, Yovel doesn't start. But Hashmat Kesafim, Loi B'Soifim HaShmitim? Hashmatas Kesafim happens in the end of the year, like it happens by Shemitah. So Yovel starts, and they're not going to do Hashmatas Kesafim until the end of the year. So what's going to happen throughout the whole year? Will it be Yovel or not be Yovel? Answers the Gemara of Zehira Shama Laminado, you learn from the following. It says in the Pasuk, for Yoime Elai, it says to by Daniel, told me Al Tira Daniel, Kimina Yoime Rishon Shinasata's Libcho Lahavin, Ulisonais Lefne Yelokecho, from the first day that you accepted on yourself to understand, do tidings in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nishmu Dvarecho. So then you ready, your tefillah was accepted, Kvar Nishmu Dvarecho. So the Pasuk tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I listened to your davening, Daniel, the minute you accepted on yourself to do the tainis, even though he didn't do it yet. So here, and if in the beginning of the year they accept on himself to do Hashmatas Kesafim at the end of the year, so Yovel is already chal in the beginning of the year, because they had a commitment now to do this later. Continues the Gemara, the Gemara brings the end of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said that by Rosh Hashanah, you use a ram horn as a shofar, which is round, and by Yovel you use a yael, which is straight. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, time of the Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Kedei itena samotzoi ala motzoi, v'sheinu motzoi al sheinu motzoi. A ram is very common to find, and Rosh Hashanah happens every year. So you use a common animal for a common event. But a yoel is not so common to find, and yoel is only once every 50 years. So I use a non-common animal for a non-common event. Here, Reb Chaim points out that here is Mashma like Rashi, that yoel is a wild goat, which is not easy to find. Because if it's talking about a female ram, so why is it so hard to find? So Reb Chaim, maybe the pshat is that it's hard to find that this female ram has horns. That's why it's hard to find. This is the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha vav zokta mishto. Shofar shenizdak, which means a shofar which cracked and was split into half. V'dibkoi, he glued it together. Puzzle, the shofar is puzzle. Dibek shivrei shofaris, he took many small pieces of a shofar and glued them together. Puzzle, as Reb Chaim points out, zu vein tzoich lemer zu. If I said the two halves are no good, so of course many pieces are no good. Nika v'sosmoi, if there's a hole in the shofar and he sealed it, im ikiv v'satki apostle im lav kosher, as we'll see in the Gemara, if when it had a hole, it had a different sound, so then fixing it doesn't work. If that hole did not change the sound, so then it's kosher. So the Gemara shofar shenizdak v'dibkoi apostle lemin nitzuchol Rav Nosson. This is all going according to Rav Nosson. We'll see in a moment. The Rav Nosson holds that if one has a shofar that has a hole in it, and he sealed it b'mino, he used the material of the shofar to close it, it's going to be kosher. So the chiddush according to Rav Nosson is, that's only if you have a hole and you seal it. But if I have a shofar that cracked and it turned into two and you glued it together, that's not good enough, that's considered to be like two shofaris. Dibek shivrei shofaris, and what we said, that piece of shofar you can't glue them together, and that's puzzle. Oidi de Rav Nosson, it's also a chiddush according to Rav Nosson. According to Rav Nosson, I could usually use it as something to seal a hole, but not pieces of shofar. And in Mele, the next part of the Mishnah, it says, Niko v'sosmoy. There was a hole and he sealed it. That will also go according to Rav Nosson, because the first two part of the Mishnah is according to Rav Nosson. So the third part will be according to Rav Nosson. Tetani, Niko v'sosmoy. He had a hole in the shofar and he sealed it. It doesn't matter if he sealed it with the mean of the shofar, with the material of the shofar, or he used other material. Even when he had a hole, it ruined the sound of the shofar. So then it's puzzle. V'im lav kosher. That's chachamim. He says, even if you had a shofar with a hole, and the hole changed the sound of the shofar, if you sealed it with the min of the shofar, use the material of the shofar to close the hole, so then it's okay. So the chiddush of our Mishnah is, that's the only case that's kosher, now when it cracked, or now when you bring pieces together. Rav Chiya b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan comes to explain a little bit more in the Mishnah. Kini Mishnah, the explanation of the Mishnah is, imaya me'akeves tatkiya pasul v'im lav kosher. Meaning, in our Mishnah, we can explain that maybe the stima, whatever he sealed the hole, that changes the sound of the shofar. So that's not what it means. It means that when there was a hole, did it change the sound of the shofar? So even if now you sealed it and the sound went back to be like it was before, but it's possible because the shofar changed the sound with this hole. Continues the Gemara of Chofalav on base. Rababo, Barzmino, Bashem, Rabzehiro. Fahusha sosmoi. The only problem is if you have a hole that changed the sound of the shofar, and now he came and sealed it. So it comes out that the new sound is coming because, not because of the shofar, it's coming because of the sealing. So that's possible. But if you left it open and just has now a different sound, kosher. Why? I don't care which sound the shofar does. As long as the shofar is doing the sound, it's going to be kosher. Continues the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acho Omar, he said, Abba bar Bo Shal Rabbi Yas Rabbi, shofar kaduach mau. So the way it works is a shofar, there's some bone that connects the horn to the body of the animal. Usually you take that bone off, and then you use the shofar only. But if the bone is still connected to the shofar, to the horn, and you just drilled a hole into the bone, is that good enough to be a shofar? That's called shofar kaduach, a drilled shofar. Omalei kazet toikim b'yavne. He said, yes, that's what they did in Yavne, where Beis Din was. Rabbo Abai Kamir Rav, Rabbo asked a similar question to Rav, shofar kaduach mau, if you have a shofar that's drilled, means that it's still connected to the bone, but it's drilled. Omalei kazet toikim b'aynitav. This is how they blow in aynitav, which is a place where they had Beis Din to do kiddush ha-chodesh. Halacha zayin zok temishto. Someone who blows shofar into a pit. Or a dut. A dut is a similar idea like a pit, just as it's in a building. Or a pitas, which is a big barrel. In called shofar shama, if he hears the sound of a shofar or yotzo. In called avar shama means he hears his echo, lo yotzo. Someone going behind the shul. Or his house is next to a shul. Vishama called shofar or called Megillah. Here's a shofar, the Megillah. In kivin libo yotze. If he has kavanah to be yotze, then he's yotze. If he doesn't have kavanah, he's not yotze. How be shezeh shama vezeh shama? It could be two people. They're both hearing the call of the shofar, the sound of the shofar. Zeh kivin libo vezeh lo kivin libo. One will be yotze because he has kavanah. One who's not yotze because he didn't have kavanah. So Gemara Amar Yosi ben Chanina lo yomar ela vechin mi shaya oiver. Haim omad chazok akivin. All we talk about is someone passing by a shul and he doesn't stop, question if he had kavanah or not. But if he stopped to listen, so we say he doesn't have to have kavanah, just his stopping shows that he has kavanah. Continues the Gemara Nosan shofar betoch shofar vetoka. He has a shofar within a shofar. In kol apnimi shama, he hears the inner shofar yatzah. If he hears the outer one, is not yotze, because the outer one is not clear, because it's considered to be two and three shofars, not one shofar. Ravina bai, hav choy ma. What happens if he made the shofar very soft, and he made it inside out, that the outside part is inside, and the inside part is outside? So when he shmeini meado, learn from the following. Kordoi, if he scraped it, maybe from the inside is possible. Maybe chutz kosher, from the outside is kosher. Lo yomai la garda, it's only if he scraped it from the outside. Hayim hofchoy mashi, if the outside went into the inside, then it's possible. Ma bin zel zeh, what's the difference? Zeh bitel chalola v'zeh lo bitel chalola. The question is, do you keep the middle part, the inner part, intact? If you kept the middle part intact, I don't care if you scraped a little bit the outside. But if now the inner part is a different inner part, now the inner part is what used to be outside, then the shofar is possible. When Moshe Rabbeinu is raising his hands up, so then Am Yisrael is winning the war against the Amalek. Says the Gemara, V'chi yodov shel Moshe oisem l'chomo o shervis m'chomo. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is raising his hands, that makes Am Yisrael win the war or lose the war? As long as Am Yisrael is looking up, they see Moshe's hands, so they're looking up to Shemaim, and they have kavano, and they're thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then in Misgabi, then they win the war. Theim Lav, they're not relying on Hashem. So then are you Noifli, and then they lose the war. So Gemara Bishum Levi Omar, Amolek Koishvan Hoyo. Amolek was a Mechashef, was a sorcerer. Meaning he knew what to use, which is a little supernatural, to win the war. He would take people, and that was their birthday. Because that's what he knew as a sorcerer, that people don't lose wars in the day of their birthday. There's a mazel that happens when a person has his birthday. So he made that the soldiers, all when they came to fight Am Yisrael, it was all people that their birthday was that day. So Moshe, what did Moshe do? He changed around the constellation in the sky. Shemesh Yerech Omad Zvulo. Pasuk says that the sun and the moon stood and it wasn't in the same seder as usual. V'chtiv, it said the Pasuk, Nosom Tehoim Koiloi Rom Yadeu Noso. That's the Pasuk. More Dashins. Rom Yadeu Noso, because Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hand up, Nosom Tehoim Koiloi. So it came a voice to come and destroy Amalek. In other words, the power of Amalek to rely on the ones that today was their birthday did not work because there was no mazalas that day. So this is another explanation of when Moshe Rabbeinu is raising his hands. He's raising his hands to change the mazalas in Shemaim. Shmuel Amar brings another pshat based on the pasuk in Daniel. It says, V'tzava tinosin al tamid befesha, which is referring to v'pisha shel toiro. V'tashlach emes arzo. And that's the Hemeshech HaPasuk, throw the emets to the ground. In Matai, she saw Meshlichim Divatoyah Laharetz, when Am Yisrael throw the Torah to the land, to the ground, meaning they don't treat Torah properly, HaMalchus HaRishah HaZoyiz Gezeris HaMatzlachas, that's when the Malchus is able to do Gezeris. My time, what's the story, is that the Hemeshech of that same Pasuk, V'tashlech emes arzo, V'osto V'itzlichu, you throw a Torah to the ground, then there's Atzlocho to the enemies. Continues the word of Chabes and Mudalev, Vein Emes Ela Toivo. Emes refers to Toivo. Heich Ma De'atom, as we see in the Pasuk, Emes Kne Ve'altimkor, purchase Emes, which means Toivo, don't sell it, and you'll have Chochmo Umuso Vibino. Oma Vido Apazi, Zonach Yisrael Toiv Oidif Yir Defoi. Pasuk in Hoshea, we darshan, if Am Yisrael left the Toiv, so then the enemy runs after him. Ein Toiv ela Toiro, heach mea dat Omer, as we see in the Pasuk, ki lekach Toiv nosati lachem, I give you lekach Toiv, Toirosi al tazoiv, don't leave the Toiro, meaning the Toiro is referred to as Toiv. So all these drashas are telling us, if Am Yisrael leaves the Toiro, then they lose in the war. So says the Korban Ha'edah, is coming to explain, what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu Merimis Yodoy? Merimis Yodoy means he's learning Toiro. It's a remez le'esek ha-toyro. Moshe Rabbeinu is picking up his hand. You remember Toyro, to tell you when you have Toyro in the world, then you win the war. So it comes out, there's three explanations here in the Aromas Yadayim of Moshe. Either that makes Am Yisrael have kavana to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or that's a change the mazalos so the Amalek won't have the good mazal, or it's referring to esek ha-toyro. With this we conclude, Yushami Yosh Hashanah Dav Chof Aleph.